God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Growing up, my mom taught us very diligently to be thankful. She taught us specifically things we should do, like write thank you cards to people who had done us some kindness. So we wrote thank yous after every birthday, after Christmas, after everything Grandpa and Grandma may have given to us or done for us. We were trained to be thankful, but we were trained to do thankful things. And so occasionally I will do something kind for someone else, and a week later I'll think, you know, I don't think they ever thanked me. Now, oftentimes, I'm tempted to say almost as often as that has happened, I will suddenly remember someone who'd done me kindness whom I have forgotten to thank. And I'll think, oops. In fact, there are times I thought just recently about something someone did for me 20 years ago, and it was a big deal. And I think I thanked them, but I almost felt embarrassed because I thought, you know, whatever I did, I should have been more thankful than I was, I'm sure. You know, sometimes we are occupying the moral high ground when instead we should feel gratitude. Let me ask you something. Would you rather feel grateful for something someone's done for you? Or would you rather occupy the high ground because you've done something for someone else and perhaps they forgot to thank you? You know, when we read the book of Philemon, Paul is writing to a man who was a believer. He had a slave, essentially, who ran away. It appears stole some things from him, from Philemon. The slave's name was Onesimus. Onesimus, the slave, bumped into Paul. Paul led him to the Lord and now is sending him back with this letter to Philemon. Now, it's easy to miss the entire point because instead of realizing that God has been gracious to us and we should be grateful and not entitled, we think about Philemon and we think, what right would he possibly have had? What entitlement would he possibly have had to get his money back when he'd been a slaveholder? And what possible right would he have to think that Onesimus would come back to him? And if we do that, there may be some truth to it, but we're missing the point. And the point is that we're the ones in debt. We're the ones that should be grateful. In verse 17, Paul says, if thou count me therefore a partner, receive him, that is Onesimus, as myself. I'm sending Onesimus back. I'm not sending him back as he was before. I'm sending him back as a brother. And when you receive him, I'm asking you, Philemon, to receive him just as you would receive me. Verse 18, he says, if Onesimus, if he hath wronged thee or oweth thee aught, put that on mine account. H.A. Ironside used to preach this text, put that on mine account. And it's a perfect picture of what the Lord Jesus did for us. We are sinners deserving judgment, but Jesus said to the Father, put that on mine account. He died on the cross for our sins, was buried, rose again, and offers grace to anyone who will receive it. And then in verse 19, Paul is essentially a velvet-covered brick. I love this. Paul says, I, Paul, have written it with mine own hand. I will repay it, albeit, he says, I do not say to thee how thou owest unto me, even thine own self besides. Paul says, hey, look, take Onesimus back as a brother, and I know you'll do this because you're a great guy. And by the way, I won't even mention that you would be in hell right now if it weren't for me. You wouldn't even know Christ were it not for my witness. That's a very understated sentiment that Paul gives. The bottom line is, do you feel like you occupy the moral high ground or do you feel grateful? Paul was saying, look, Philemon, you've been forgiven by God. Paul knew himself. I've been given grace by God. Who am I not to be gracious? And so gracious people live in light of God's grace to them. They are gracious because they've been graced. You know, I think about a friend who came to the Bill Rice Ranch a few years ago, and I have a travel trailer. I have a fifth wheel. We travel in quite a bit. And he stayed in my trailer for the week. He was a guest at the ranch. We had them for dinner a time or two. And I remember, I'm going to exaggerate, but I remember thinking that week, you know, I've really been very kind. And And then I thought, why do I feel that way? And the reason I felt that way was not because of my graciousness. It was because of the graciousness of my friend. He was just overflowing with gratitude. The same week, there was someone here, and a good person, but I felt cranky toward them. And I felt like they were cranky. And I learned a lesson from that. And that is, cranky people make you feel cranky, and gracious people make you feel gracious. You're not being gracious. You're receiving the graciousness of someone who is gracious. And so gracious people, that is to others, are people who live in light of God's grace to them. In the first place, you are freed. The very first words of this epistle are, Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Paul was an apostle, but he doesn't say, I'm an apostle. He was an authority, but he didn't say, I'm an authority. He didn't say, hey, Philemon, you think that Onesimus owes you. The fact is, you owe me. He does say that later, but he begins by realizing who he was. And because God had been gracious to him, Paul was gracious to those in his world. So you are freed. I don't serve sin. I serve Christ. Second of all, God is our Father. In verse 3, he says, grace to you and peace from God our Father. Who in the world has the right to say that God is their Father? Who was Philemon, as good as he may have been and as bad as he may have been? What right had he to call God his Father? Well, none of us have the right to call God our Father in the way the Bible means. By any work that we've done, it's by the grace of God through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. So when I realize I have been freed and God is my Father, it allows me to be gracious to other people. Third of all, others are fellows. He calls various people in this epistle fellow laborers, brother beloved, fellow prisoners. In other words, Paul was a man of authority. Paul was a preacher. Paul was an apostle. And we are to give honor where it is due. And yet, there's a sense in which Paul looked at Philemon and Onesimus, and they were fellows. They were fellows. They were others who'd been given the grace of God. Look, have you ever done someone a kindness and they forget to thank you, or they just don't thank you, and it instantly makes you feel morally superior? Or better yet, maybe you do something good, and you're glad that people don't know what you've done, because then you can forever hold it over the head as if, I'm morally superior. You don't even know how good I am. Hey, let me ask you something. Have you ever forgotten to thank someone? You know, if you have, you wouldn't even know it, would you? Because you've forgotten. And yet people can forget to thank us and we feel morally superior. So there's two things we need to watch out. One is when people have done us wrong. And the second is when people have forgotten to do what is right. Someone does us wrong and we feel morally superior. Friend, we're all sinners. And anyone who's in God's favor is so because of the work of Jesus Christ. We have been given grace. We are to give grace. Someone has done you wrong. Someone has forgotten to do you right. They forget to thank you. They forget to express appreciation. Maybe it's like me when I feel a little smug that I've done something nice for which I've not received a thanks. And then I remember on occasion, you know what? Someone did me a great turn and I never thanked them. Friend, we all need mercy. We all need grace. And gracious people live in light of God's grace to them.